This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and I'm with you for Morning Devotions. Being part of a family, wow, that can really be an interesting experience, can't it? Both for good and not so good. It was Barbara Bush who once said, "For us, family means putting your arms around each other and being there." There's something really nice about that statement, I thought. But I wonder if you've ever had conflict and trouble in your family. I think the answer is going to be yes. Families are wonderful, but sometimes they can be a pain to live with. You know, words get said, people get hurt, and before you know it, you feel like the comedian who said, "Who can ever forget Winston Churchill's immortal words, 'We shall fight on the beaches, we shall fight on the landing grounds, we shall fight in the fields and in the streets, we shall fight in the hills.'" It sounds exactly, he said, like our family holiday. Even when we really do love the other person in our immediate family or extended family, whoever that is, we do try to show it in the way that they understand, but sometimes it just doesn't come that way. To prove his love for her, he swam the deepest river and crossed the widest desert and climbed the highest mountain, but she divorced him because he was never home. There's not a single one of us here that's not been hurt by someone in the family. I think that'd be right. Could be the brunt of a family joke, for example, you know, or you were criticised for something that you did in the past, or you've been made to feel inferior from childhood through to adulthood. And your parents, they might have been abusive, actually, or your parents loved their alcohol more than they loved you. Well, of course, it could be something from the present. You know, you can't do anything right, or your mother or your father won't forget something that you said or did. You know, these sort of things happen. So it seems like all the blended family relationships these days, and that's fairly complicated, divorces, remarriages, stepchildren, his children, hers, our children, there's all that sort of thing. With all that, there's been more opportunity for hurt and bitterness. Family life, yes, it's made up of very little issues, like should the toilet paper loop over or under? Should the seat be left up or down? Now, as silly as it might sound, they're the sort of things that cause arguments and disagreements. The toothpaste, where do you squeeze the toothpaste, top or bottom? So many times we get frustrated in the family with other people because they're not changing fast enough to suit what we think. And so parents get angry at their kids, husbands yell at wives and wives at husbands, and even adult children get frustrated with their elderly parents. I like what Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said. "You don't choose your family," he said, "but they are God's gift to you as you are to them." And I think that's a great statement. You don't choose your family. They are God's gift to you as you are to them. And that's what makes all the difference. A family that tries to serve God and to put Jesus first in all they do, I think have got a better chance of surviving a harmonious relationship. Nothing is perfect, of course, and there'll always be some issue of some kind. But with God's help, I think we can overcome some of those irritations with grace and also a lack of judgment. So how should we respond to family conflict? And I want to take this again further tomorrow, if you'll join me. Well, there's my way. You know, do you need to be right all the time? Do you struggle with pride? Is it nearly impossible in the family for you to say, "Look, I'm sorry, I was wrong"? If that's the case, then you're singing the old Frank Sinatra song called "My Way." And the problem with this response to conflict is that you eventually alienate the people closest to you within the family. What happens? They withdraw from you because it's always you. And I think it's important for those of us who are parents with kids at home. You know, as mum and dad, we can't say "I'm sorry" when we're wrong. I think there's the potential to crush the spirit of the kids. And when we crush their spirit, they will build a wall between us that sometimes gets more and more difficult to get through. And so there's my way. But there are other ways that we'll talk about again tomorrow. Heavenly Father, thank you that even amidst the problem of family conflict, you are there. You're there with your love and your patience and your guidance. Give us it today. Give us wisdom, I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.